Welcome back to God Invention Radio, presented by Inventor's Digest. And now, here's your host, Brian Free.
Welcome back to segment four of God Invention Radio with Bruce Lagerman, Esquire, from West Virginia. Just like to give a quick thank you to our sponsors of God Invention Radio. We have Quick Patents, Invention Home. We had another two sponsors that just signed up with us. We have LD Law Group. Thank you. And I'd like to thank United Inventors Association for their support. Been a great resource for inventors out there. Just having a lot of fun and keeping Got Invention Radio going. So, Bruce, you having fun?
That's great. I'm really enjoying it.
Great. And I know the inventors are also. A lot of emails. You can call in 877-474-3302. You can ask Bruce a question directly, or you can continue to email me, brian@gotinvention.com. A lot of great stuff, which these questions also that are coming in are what we're about to talk about. Remember, Bruce, I was saying that we should talk about a sample formula. Somebody asked, what does a deal consist of? So maybe we can start off with that. Once we land
sure.
on a deal, what are our expectations when somebody does say, I love your product, I got to have it, let's get going?
Well, what you're talking about there is basically negotiating the key terms of a license agreement, right, Brian?
Yeah, we could start with that, sure.
And so, you know, when you look at that, that would be in a term sheet. And in a term sheet, you'd have a royalty. And a royalty is basically what the inventor would be paid on a per sale basis or any number of bases. And that's determined, that's a negotiated point. And depending upon the industry, it may be 2% or it may be 20%, and anywhere in between. Other key terms are how long the agreement, the license agreement will be for any number of years or for the life of the patent, whether or not it's an exclusive license or a non-exclusive license. And exclusive means that particular licensee would have the only right under that license agreement for some exclusivity, either a given territory like the United States or even a given state like here in Virginia. So there are many terms in there. The minimum, if you do have an exclusive license agreement, typically there are performance requirements that say that the licensee has to meet in order to keep the license. So they have to make so many sales or certain amount of dollar amount of sales per year or per quarter. And so those are the kind of things that go into that, Brian.
Good. And there's also something called advances, right?
Absolutely. You know, if you have usually an exclusive license situation, there may be some sort of a signing fee associated with the license. And, of course, all inventors are interested in that. They want to recoup some of their costs that they've put in terms of protecting their idea and prototyping and so forth. One caution, I think, not to be too fixated on getting large amounts up front, because most licensees are not interested in paying for unproven products meaning unproven in the marketplace, does it sell?
Mm-hmm.
So I like to get some upfront money because it shows commitment on the part of the licensee that they mean business. And then a minimum performance requirement keeps them honest, that they're going to keep on doing what they said they're going to do.
Well, that makes sense. And we're talking about products. Let's say we have a trademark, which I've done in the past, is I've licensed trademarks in many different categories. So when I was crafting licensing agreements with my attorney, and that's another question, do I need an attorney? Somebody asked that. But I had the category of what they're potentially licensing in that deal.
Right. Well, I mean, like we were talking about in the last segment, a license agreement may consist of any number of pieces of intellectual property, meaning patent rights or trademark rights. And typically what a patent attorney will do in terms of drafting an agreement will be to separate or allocate how much of a given royalty is for the patent aspect of it, for the trademark aspect for it, so that, you know, that it's proportioned. And it's, I think it's important for inventors to know that, you know, patents are good for 20 years. They last for 20 years from the date of filing, whereas trademarks can last forever, which makes them very, very valuable.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a big difference there.
Well, you have, let's say, like a Hello Kitty. Hello Kitty's on alarm clocks, pillows, backpacks, socks, underwear, everything that's out there.
Right.
And the point before was just that when you're talking to a licensee and you're dealing with a trademark, it should be in the class of goods. But on the other side, if you're licensing intellectual property of a patent, it's really established that's the market that it's going to be in, right? And they list what type of stores and retailers and what distribution they have and so forth. And as inventors, we should also take a look and see what kind of distribution they have when we're doing the research, right?
Absolutely, because, you know, getting the license agreement, Brian, is as great as it is, it's the beginning. You want the company you've licensed your great idea to get it out there in the marketplace, and you want it to be properly funded with marketing dollars, with people, sales reps going out there and selling the product to the retail stores. And because without sales, you're not making that royalty.
That's very important. We had an inventor on the show that said, I had two licensing deals on the table, and one I had a real big percentage and one that was a small percentage. Obviously, I want to go for the big one. I said, did you do the research on the company? He did the research, and he saw that the big percentage had very little distribution, and the little percentage had mass. What do you think about that?
Well, you know, you got to go with the company I think that you think is going to do a good job of getting the product out there. So if it's a smaller percentage, you know, a small percentage of something is better than a big percentage of nothing. And so, you know, you really have to be careful about who you give your baby to, so to speak.
Right.
Your invention. And so you want them out there pushing your product. And a lot of times, you know, some of these companies will be, you know, they'll take the license and they won't do anything with it. And that's part of your licensing deal in your licensing agreement, is to have certain measures in there to protect yourself against that kind of warehousing of ideas.
Well, you said before that when you get a licensing deal, it's just the beginning. We have about 2 minutes and change left. Tell us what you meant when you said that.
Well, it's really, that's just the beginning, you know, of the process of commercializing and getting your product to the market.
You got to check, right? You want to have access to their books and all that kind of
absolutely.
Stuff, right?
Absolutely. You want to make sure that they're, basically, Brian, you want to make sure that they do what they said they were going to do, which is market your product and get it in the stores. And you want them to sell, you want them to sell the heck out of the product because you're in this to make some money on it. And so, you know, they need to show you their marketing plan. And this is all part of what should be discussed before you sign on the dotted line of a license agreement, to get a good understanding of exactly how they plan to market your product. What stores, what kind of volume do they anticipate they can sell? These kind of things to make sure that you're in good shape. Otherwise, you're just doing it blindly, and chances are, many times license agreements don't go anywhere. They just sit there and no money's made.
Do you have any say in packaging and artwork and things like that?
Well, that really depends upon the size of the company you're dealing with. If you're dealing with a big company, they have their own ways of doing things, their own packaging people. They're not likely to take on the ideas of a sole inventor or a small company unless it's a great idea. You know, and it's always possible. You know, what I'm saying is a generalization. But most times, big companies have their own way of proceeding with packaging and those kind of stuff. And these inventors, you know, don't necessarily have that skill set to do or contribute that aspect of the commercialization.
Right. You know, a lot of the companies already that the licensees that you're going to, they already know what the retailers, how they want things packaged. So I'm sure they, you know, just as an inventor side. Yep.
Right.
It makes sense. So, Bruce, we covered quite a bit of information here, and we appreciate you being on our show tonight. You, from a licensing agent standpoint to a licensing attorney standpoint, it's great because you helped us and guided us through how to prepare ourselves and what we need to do and all the different protection out there and how to approach potential licensees and how to find them. I mean, there was a lot of information here. I'm glad that we got through pretty much all of it, and I think that it was very, very valuable to the inventors listening out there. So I appreciate you being on our show.
A lot of fun, Brian.
Thank you very much.
A lot of fun, and I appreciate the opportunity, and I wish everybody out there to persevere and get out there and make some money on your products.
Thank you so much, Bruce. That was Bruce Lagerman, Esquire from Virginia. Appreciate having you on our show. And we're done with another episode of Got Invention Radio on WSRadio.com, the worldwide leader in Internet talk. We'll be talking next week. Have a great night and a great week.
San Diego has always been known for big things, like Big Sun, Big Surf, and now Big Solutions for growing your small business. That's right, CBeyond, a national provider of communications and IT services for small businesses, is offering local and long-distance calling, high-speed broadband, mobile, web hosting, data backup and security, and more. For details, log on to cbeyond.sandiego.net. That's the letter C, beyond.sandiego.net. CBeyond in San Diego. It's more than big. It's huge.
Hi, this is Chris Murch, president of WS Radio. And for our regular listeners, you know me as Captain Email, a former Marine captain who's been teaching email marketing for nearly 10 years now. You can still get free resources at CaptainEmail.com, but I have a new superpower, also known as CaptainText.com. Text message marketing done the right way can be even more effective than email marketing, and that's saying a lot. But just like email marketing, there's a right way and a wrong way. So log on to CaptainText.com, listen to Text Marketing Radio, and take us for a free text drive. No credit card required. Or better yet, let me show you firsthand how it works. Grab your cell phone, you know that device you can't live without, and text WS to 313131. That's keyword WS to short code 313131 and see how fast it works. That's WS to 313131.
When it comes to printers, Canon technology has changed the way images and text are put to paper. Canon's laser beam printer technology has redefined both color and black and white printing standards in over 80% of the world's laser printer. Canon's bubble jet printing technology has completely revolutionized color printing by consistently delivering new innovations from personal use and home office businesses to corporate solutions. Canon printers have the technology and reliability you're looking for. Learn more at Canon.com.
Tired of being tired? Need to lose weight? Or are you an athlete looking for peak performance? This commercial is for everyone, young and old, fit or fat. Announcing a revolutionary liquid dietary supplement, ASEA. ASEA actually turns on the antioxidants in your body while boosting your immune system. 16 years of research and development, ASEA is comprised of a salt compound and water combined using our patented process. Taken daily, ASEA improves your energy and stamina with amazing results. Athletes get 5 to 10% increased performance in as little as 2 weeks. Better than steroids, but all natural.
Hi, this is Richard Schroeder. In 100 days of taking ASEA, I've shed over 40 pounds of fat. I feel happier, healthier, and stronger than I have in years. Plus, my doctor reduced my medication, saving me over $100 per month. It works.
Try it with our complete money-back guarantee. We urge you to learn more about ASEA at saltwaterdiet.com. That's saltwaterdiet.com.